It's been a busy week for Mairead McInnes, which culminated in a very successful outcome with a big majority of MEPs voting for her approval to take up her new role in Brussels. This was her reaction immediately after that vote in the European Parliament in Brussels.
It probably is a little bit unreal, it hasn't sunk in yet, but yes, I was very pleased with the support I got from colleagues across the political groups. I've been in this parliament for 16 years, so it's a bittersweet moment because I'm really looking forward to the challenge of joining the College of Commissioners and looking after financial stability and those very key areas. But there will be part of me that too will miss being in the European Parliament. But as I said to colleagues in my hearing, I intend to stay close to Parliament because we cannot make legislation without MEPs. It is, from my side, it's an occasion perhaps to celebrate, but also to reflect on the fact that I am moving on to a different phase. And I would also say these are different and difficult times because of the pandemic. So I need to hit the ground running and I intend to do that.
583 MEPs voted in favour of McInnes's approval for the commissioner position. 75 voted against and 37 abstained. Fine Gael's Frances Fitzgerald, MEP for Dublin, said it was a fantastic result.
I'm not surprised. We've seen Mairead get that sort of result before when she went for vice president of the parliament. It's a huge endorsement and a great tribute to her work over the years here, her fairness and her integrity. And I think she'll do a great job.
Before winning parliament's approval on Wednesday, Mairead McInnes was grilled by MEPs at a hearing last week in front of its Economic and Monetary Affairs Committee. Her performance at that hearing sealed her victory, according to Fianna Fáil MEP Billy Kelleher.
I think the vast majority of the people at that Econ Committee would have thought that she performed exceptionally well. She was well read into her brief. She had a very strong command and knowledge of her brief. She presented it well. She articulated her own views very well. And I think that she will bring something that excites Parliament, a strong understanding of what Parliament is about. And bringing that to the Commission, I think, can only augur well for both institutions, because we do need to collectively sort of work together to ensure that the big challenges like climate change, the rule of law, migration, all of these key issues, and in our own area, the whole issue of credit, capital markets union, the banking union, all of these things are fundamentally important.
There was another strong reason why Mairead McInnes won such a large majority of the MEP votes. Her position as the first Vice President of the European Parliament gave her a significant prominence in the institution. Here's her Fine Gael colleague, Sean Kelly.
She did tremendously well in her hearing, but that was based on 15 years of experience in the Parliament, where she worked very hard, earned respect for what she was doing, and as a result of that, everybody was supporting her nomination.
As the Parliament's first Vice President, Mairead McInnes chaired many difficult debates over the years, including those on Brexit. Green Party MEP Kieran Cuff recalls one in particular that earned McInnes much respect.
I think we'll all remember that moment when she requested that Nigel Farage would take down his flags and leave, which of course he has done, and I think the Parliament is the better for it.
But where there's a win, there's a loss. Mairead McInnes's departure from the European Parliament and from her role representing her constituency in the Midlands Northwest will be felt. That's according to her fellow constituency MEP, Maria Walsh.
Absolutely someone who served for years here and has really built up a name and carry the weight that she carries in this parliament, and not just here but also in the commission and the council. And her word means everything. Her work ethic and her team's work ethic is outstanding. And even last night she was still working with colleagues, bringing them along around the climate law that we voted on. It just goes to show you, until she really is in the commission, she's working in full force for the betterment of the European Union.
Ireland's new EU Commissioner will now move from the European Parliament to the European Commission. Both institutions are a stone's throw from one another in Brussels, but the transition is a big step for Mairead McInnes, who'll be swapping her regional constituency in Ireland for a much bigger European platform.
To everyone who supported me, and indeed those who didn't support me in Midlands Northwest, I hope I've served you well in the European Parliament. I hope I've given you the information and support that you needed. But above all else, I hope that I've made the European Union real for people in Ireland. And I think we need to do much more of that so that people feel and are connected to the European Union. Because as John Hume said, it's a peace project above all else. And I hope that if all of us could even think about that, we might perhaps do our policies in a much more humane and perhaps a more friendly way. So thank you to everyone in Midlands Northwest.
And that was Ireland's new EU Commissioner for Financial Services, Mairead McGuinness. Karen Coleman, Europarl Radio.